debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Sponge show.
Were you able to poop? Did you
get... Oh, I bet. I almost was going to ask you when Anna was moaning on about Australia if I could just get up and go to the bathroom. I contemplated even like taking just beating from you to go to the bathroom. It was so bad.
Do I interrupt Bubba and take a beating or do I poop my pants? I don't know what I'm going to do here.
You are listening to the Bubba the Love Sponge.
Broadcast rights for the Bubba the Love Sponge show have been granted to this station by the Bubba Radio Network and is intended solely for the enjoyment of your listening audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or any other use in this production without the express written consent of the Bubba Radio Network is strictly prohibited.
It's the Bubba the Love Sponge show. Would like to admit that I was somewhat unprepared while opening the show today. I was scrambling around with different notes. I got thrown a Pepto Bros curveball right before airtime. I'll get into that. And I didn't get a chance.
Is there birds?
Is there birds?
Yeah, there's birds.
Yeah, it's a happy mix.
It's a happy mix.
Hold on.
I feel like I'm at the beach.
I like that.
Is this track one?
No, this is track 8.
Okay.
Why? What kind of sound effects on track one?
Yeah.
Well, pterodactyl?
I just tried to put them where...
Where they best fit the show?
Yeah, where we're kind of happy.
Oh.
You feel like that was like a later in the show number?
Oh, yeah. That's like... That was 8, so that would have been a wrap-up deal saying goodbye. And this was what you envisioned potentially as the opening for this particular disc?
Okay. Born to like modern day music,
going out to the sunrise.
You're like Kevin Weatherly. You're such a
Kevin Weatherly. You're KROQ. Man, that is deep inside. That is some insider.
He works for Spotify now.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. He left terrestrial. Get out of here.
Yeah, he's way ahead of his time. Kevin Weatherly, love you, buddy. Why don't you hire us to be your Spotify morning show? I mean, I figure Joe's doing afternoons. Let us do mornings, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Blitz, when does Joe Rogan have a particular time that he releases his podcast on Spotify?
Like, nope. No.
It's just random?
Whenever he wants to get in the studio and film something.
Oh, that's great. I love him. What a pimp. It's the Pop of the Love Sponge Show, Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. I do feel a lot better today because I had to go to the track, but I got home and was in bed by 9.
Good.
So, didn't go to the gym, but I'm getting back on my regiment. Now, that's going to be screwed up because I'll be at, in Ocala Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Come back Saturday. But then I'm done.
Then I'm going to see you at the gym every morning.
Yeah. And then starting Monday of next week, I'm going to start going to local people that didn't make, like Ty J, Frank Chevis, Fabrizi.
Well, Ty J says he's coming in here.
No, Ty J ain't ever coming in here.
That's what he says.
Big oof.
He's out in Gibsonton, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not coming out here. Yeah,
he's been working around the studio for like the past 2 months, like literally blocks away.
You know, he's like one of my boys. He could just roll up in here.
That's
and
what
I look
told
over
him.
The next thing I see a 6'5" African-American man that is one of the toughest human beings I've ever known to man. I love that guy.
I told him. I said, come on in.
Yeah, who's going to stop you? Right?
He doesn't want to come in here because he knows what he's going to get himself into.
Ty J, man, tell us all about who had the biggest dong when you were playing. It's the same list of questions for Ty J every time. So I like Frank Chevis and Fabrizi and Jeff Giargante and just a bunch of people that, you know, local people that I would just as soon drive it to them, be able to give them a little hug, tell them I love them, sorry they missed it, and give them their things.
And then we're going to go to David Hernandez's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really want to do that.
I do too.
And yeah. Brandon, right?
Yep.
Who's all going? I'm going.
You said that you're bringing lunch, so I'll be there.
What if I? What if it's meat? Then you won't be there. What if it's not salad or
what about
tofu
some, what about
or rice?
Snacks? I like snacks.
We got snacks, all the snacks you want.
Hell yeah.
In the pantry.
That's
most of them
up.
Are stale.
I'll still eat them.
But it's one of these days, I think you need to do one of those pantry purges where you
absolutely
take stuff that we
just
don't need.
Just set it in the kitchen for anyone that wants it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Anyway, Lummy, we learned just last minute, right before we turned the mics on, that you really are becoming best buddies.
Yeah, he's a pig, bro.
With Snags, Rhett, Snags, whatever. I don't want to trigger Seth.
All
over
right,
there.
Hey, easy.
I don't want to trigger him.
We settled it on Clem Kush 20, available everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
How is Clem Kush 20 doing?
Doing pretty well. I think it's actually one of the few podcasts I listen back to. I really enjoyed your stern talking.
Thank you.
Turn me on.
Something that you needed.
I did, yeah.
Now,
set me straight.
Would you like to do a quickie today?
Yes, I would.
No, for real.
Yes, we need something.
Like maybe roll a 20 or 30?
Yeah.
Something like that. I can maybe even go maybe closer to 45 to an hour.
Daddy, right. Well, let's not get crazy.
How's Kansas City Steaks doing? They like us?
They love us.
By the way, if you're a friend of the show and you've been hearing us talk, go to KansasCitySteaks.com and order up some great, great stuff and use Bubba on your when there's an opportunity to put a promo code in there. Use Bubba, then we'll get credit for it.
Yeah, there's a whole special link in our podcast notes, and you can just click that, and it automatically takes money off, and then you type in Bubba, and it's more money off. It's a whole.
Hey, can you get it to Red or Snags?
Yeah, he's got it.
To see if he can put it up on our Facebook.
He has it. I sent him the new Valentine's Day one a few days ago.
He's been laxing on the Facebook stuff, though. He needs constant, don't forget, Rhett, it's part of your job is, fixing our Facebook. It's destroyed.
Keith Hollinger with 1,050 bits.
Oh, yeah, man. We got, we have to kind of hit the gas a little bit on our bit deal. We have to start working. Just telling you. Start getting some bits in here.
Well, I think the bits are going to come in once we get this footage today from the new best friends at the BRN.
The Pepto Bros?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've...
Bismol Brothers.
We've discovered a...
bromance,
a kinship.
Really.
We've established a very much a bromance, a buddy connection. Let me tell you about my best friend deal.
Yeah.
Lummy and Snags, Rhett, have become very close to the point where... When they both have upset stomachs, they're both taking hits off of the same Pepto bottle.
It's so cute.
And not even wiping the rim. Like,
ew.
Like if I had an upset tummy and Blitz, who I'm probably closest with here on the show, and he wanted to borrow my, I'd at least give him a, I'd wipe the rim, I'd be like, let me wipe this rim off for you. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem going rimless on Blitz, like where I didn't wipe it, But I've known the guy for 20 plus years.
Right.
I'm sure we've exchanged saliva in some way, shape, or
some kind of fluids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you just met Snags, Lummy, and you're already doing saliva exchanges with him on Pepto bottles.
Well, when you know, you know, you know.
He had an upset stomach. Shut up. He had his upset stomach, so he reached out, you know. We got to watch out for
Do you carry Pepto with you at all times?
Are you
just a walking nerve ball and a walking upset stomach that you just carry Pepto as part of your deal?
I used to carry the acid reducer pills, but I ran out of those, so I grabbed some Pepto.
So you carry Pepto like many people carry a bottle of water.
Yeah.
But Snags knows that you carry Pepto. I didn't know you carried Pepto. How did Snags know already?
Yeah, how did Snag? Well, because they've probably done some shooting together on some.
And Lummy's.
Lummy's had to break. He's getting all nervous and stuff right before he's asking Ramina questions, and he hits the Pepto.
Yeah, he probably saw it in my truck.
He probably throws, you know, a couple ounces of alcohol, then chases it with the Pepto to coat his stomach, or vice versa. Probably the Pepto first, then the alcohol for the stomach coating.
Yeah, so you don't have an ulcer too on the way down.
Yeah,
I love their friendship though. They were talking about how when they were exchanging Pepto, they were both talking about how they got accosted by the same person at the 7-Eleven this morning.
The homeless people.
Yeah, somebody asked Snags for his phone. Somebody asked Lummy for some money.
Wait, hold on, a homeless person will ask you for your phone
if you have a phone. Yeah, that's how they rope you in.
What do you mean if you have a phone? They got to make a call or
something?
Yeah,
half of them call to do a drug deal. The other half take it and run.
Yeah. Snag said he didn't have a phone.
Hey, Blitz.
It's in his hand, though.
Blitz, what if you said, sure, and you gave the guy your phone, and you pulled out your gun and say, I'm not here to shoot you. Well, I'm just here to make sure I get my phone back.
I would suggest doing that, but you're not allowed to.
Oh, you're not?
No.
It's also easier just to say you don't have a phone than just to stand there and hold somebody at gunpoint.
Right.
It might be calling their auntie.
I got to tell you, man. I got to tell you, the homeless people are getting real, real...
aggressive?
Abrasive, yes.
In the streets?
Like, too confident?
Yeah.
I was actually at a car dealership yesterday, and, like, some vagrant walked up, and she was like, hey, do you smoke cigarettes? And I was thinking maybe she wanted a bum a cigarette from me, and I said, no. She goes, how about cigars? And she opened her backpack up and had, like, a whole package full of cigarettes. Cigars she's trying to sell.
She just stole from
the corner store.
And I was like, no, and walked away.
I had a guy yesterday. I stopped at the racetrack on 52 on my way home. I'm driving the Crown Vic.
Yep.
I'm trying to stretch at home, but I know I can't. I'm like probably 10 miles from running out of gas. So I stop at the racetrack, and this is how people are getting now. So I'm on one side of the pump, pumping, you know, I put my debit card in there, hit the PIN number, it gives me the approval, I'm pumping the 87 and octane, I don't put the good stuff in the Crown Vic.
No, it doesn't need it.
And all of a sudden this guy comes by, and he doesn't even look like he's like, you know, like he has a pretty nice car. Like probably Blitzy had like maybe a 2013 or 14 Kia, one of the nicer Kias.
Okay.
Like, but it was clean and, you know, wasn't all beat up. And he goes, hey man, can you swipe your debit card and get me some gas? And I go,
what?
What do you mean? He goes, can you put your credit card in my machine?
Man, my dad's on Twitch now, and we're trying to do this thing.
Oh, geez.
With my car on Twitch, and can you swipe your debit card for me?
The guy wanted me to swipe. I've never heard of such a thing. He goes, will you swipe your credit card on my machine so I can get some gas? And I go, are you for real? And he goes, yeah. And I go, no, absolutely not, buddy. And then I started getting mad about it. And he's like, hey, I don't want no problems. I'm like, well, you know, that's ridiculous.
You pulled the gas thing out, just started squirting full of gas.
You want gas? Here, bitch. You didn't say where. How about on your face?
Look,
you
buddy,
son of a bitch.
I'm not giving you my card, but here's some cash. Go get yourself some gas and some chips.
No, not even that. Scram. I could have $500 in my pocket right now. I'm not giving you a dollar of it.
Now,
I'm very philanthropic with my foundation, and I try to help people. But I just think that begging and panhandling, when most people are capable of getting some type of job.
Well, now what if he came up to you and was like, "Hey, man," he's like, "I'm like 3 miles from home. I don't have my card or any cash with me. Could you put like $3 in my car so I can get home?"
I'd do that.
Okay. Yeah, I think the approach is what killed the guy.
Yeah, I'd do that. Yeah. I would do that. But I would also make sure that he didn't see me put my PIN number in.
Sure.
And then I would make sure that I hit the receipt gimmick and I keep it.
Yeah.
I'd put, like, you know what, buddy? Let's just make it $5.
Right.
There we go. $5. Get you about a gallon and a half. Hope you're not going too far there, buddy.
What did you get asked for this morning, Lummy?
Money.
outside of the 7-Eleven?
Well, I was outside the shell.
It was outside of his house.
And the
it was Pitbull.
Is it that shell that's got the subway inside of it?
Don't ever go to that one, man.
That one on the corner that has gas, it's like $7 a gallon?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you can just drive down to the 7-Eleven and gas is like a nickel cheaper.
Oh, it's like 25 cents cheaper.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That shell up there on is a racket.
Where is it?
Really
is.
Stay away from there.
On, was it Kennedy or not?
It's on the corner.
West Shore.
The 7-Eleven on Cypress, just, you know, two blocks from here.
Oh, it's nice and
dark. I mean, do you think that, you know, you might see some strippers walking out? You know, like, what? Why do you go there? I mean, that's the worst place to go.
Hierarchy 65, 2,500 bits.
Thank you, buddy. 2,500. That's a gimmick.
Because sometimes, like, the 7-Eleven can have, like, 6-7 people at this time. And I just wanted to run in and grab a quick Gatorade and
now, are the
water.
Prices on the food and the stuff they sell in the convenience portion, are they higher there at Shell? Because the gas is a lot higher.
Yeah, it's 50 cents higher on the
Gatorade. You're an idiot.
Well, I didn't want to wait in line.
50 cents higher?
Why don't you not cut it so close to work and give yourself a little extra time?
He likes to pay more and get accosted, okay? Yeah. He likes to live a life of adventure.
Well, I spilled my stuff in this morning, too.
Wake up a few minutes earlier, make your own coffee.
Lummy.
No, I spilled my... Lummy.
Yeah. So who accosted you? What do they do?
Well, I just parked my car. Usually I leave it running and run in, but...
you probably shouldn't do
that. That's not the move.
Yeah, well, this guy with a beard...
By the way, it's illegal, too. Did you know that?
Did not. Larry Bueller, Sub King, gifted 50 subs.
Oh, my God, 50 Larry Bueller, which is Seth's personal sponsor in life.
He's waiting for you to call him.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
No, hold on. I'm writing my stuff, my notes down as I drive to Ocala. Hold on. Larry Bueller. Bueller?
Bueller.
Bueller?
Bueller.
Anybody know that reference?
Ferris Bueller.
Lummy, so, you know, Blitz, I think you can look it up. I think there is a law about leaving your car running in front of a convenience store. For real.
You're right.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, Lummy.
I do it every time, but you're right.
I'm calling Crime Stoppers and having them have to do a stakeout for you.
You're also not allowed to leave it running while you pump gas.
Hey Jane Castor, I know you're looking for, you know, all those people in Ybor that didn't have masks on, but I know where you can get a real hot crime. Lummy drives up and doesn't turn his truck off every day, Monday through Friday.
And Lummy's like, I don't want these tires getting cold while I get my blue Gatorade.
So, Lummy, did you leave your car right in this time or your truck?
He was, like, laughing and smiling and laying on the ground, and then I saw a lady, like...
Laying on the ground where? Next to the door?
No, laying by, like, the gas pump over there.
Laying on the ground?
Yeah.
Great.
And, like, smiling and looking at me. So I said, well, I don't think it's a good day to leave my car running. So
right.
I took it, and I saw him eye me and then start getting up, so I ran in. When I came
Lummy, you know what? You're the biggest pussy for being 6'6", 300 pounds. Well, I'd pummel everybody that looked at me the wrong way.
Why would he even approach you? I would never approach a man of your size.
Anyone freaking
homeless.
Approaches me. I don't know what
so
it
what
is.
So what'd he say?
Well, when I came out, he goes, hey, can I get four quarters for the bus to get home? I said, no, I don't have anything. He goes, well, you just bought Gatorade. I said, yeah, with my card. He goes, can you go in and get me some cash out? I said, buzz off, buddy. But I used some other words. And then it's like, other women started laughing.
Buzz off, buddy. I used some other words.
Did you say puss off or buzz off?
I said buzz off.
He probably said F off.
I said F off. And his woman, I think,
he's
accosted.
He's got a woman?
His homeless sidekick.
Yeah. And he has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it.
This is the one that accosted Red.
The worst story ever.
Yeah.
She was laughing and said that he was a big pee, and then I left.
I got a feeling this was. I got a feeling this is This is somewhat of a wives' tale.
No, it's not, because Rhett got accosted by the woman asking for the phone.
And Lummy said that they're big fans of the show.
Lummy, how
they own that Popeyes. That
Lummy, how do you know they're big fans of the show, Lummy?
They were actually watching us on Twitch on their smartphone.
Oh, they were watching their Kevin replay.
Yeah,
they're watching
the
Kevin replay.
Me.
Yeah, they were.
They did not, Rhett.
I know.
They love season two of
LI. I mean, I don't know. But
they love
like
the O'Donnell. Did they say, oh, my God, the O'Donnell?
Yes, yeah.
She actually had
best
a Lummy
episode ever.
She actually had a Lummy Investigate shirt on.
Wait, Lummy, you said they were laughing at you?
No, she was laughing at him because I told him to F off.
Oh.
And then she called him a big big pussy.
Mm.
I like the game that they're working over there in the corner.
Anyway, you and Rhett have gravitated to each other. I'm fine. That it's awesome that you guys are becoming friends. I mean, if you look at the long litany of your friends of the show... I mean, in no certain order, you and Tuttle were friends. Roommates, actually.
Yeah.
Big Red's your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Hooty Hoo's your buddy.
Yep.
Jeff from Touch Vodka is your buddy.
Colton.
Colton is your buddy.
Yippee-O Brando.
Yippee-O Brando's Caviar Hootie Tacos.
Hoo. Uncle Eric.
Hooty Hoo. I mean, just look at
him. Hey, Hundo.
Big Photo.
Look at you, buddy. You're the most popular person. I mean, from Tuttle to Big Fildo and everybody in between. You can't get any better than that. Now add snacks to that.
Now Bubba, they're going to have an extra special moment together, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go to the Buccaneers boat parade.
Oh, and I think they announced the Buccaneer stuff. Did they
not? Which one's going to be in the boat? Which one's going to be paddling?
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Dan offered his services.
Yeah, I talked to him last night.
Which would be to use his jet ski.
I think he said
You out to the area. I'm sorry, Seth.
No, I think Dr. Dan said he would do it if it was like later in the day, right?
Yeah, he can't have surgery because we talked last night. He called me. And then all the things that they're putting in, regular boats are not allowed out there. It's a Coast Guard violation.
They say about rowboats with a paddle?
Well, you got to say, I think it's like 150 feet from the back of where they start.
Which is 50 yards.
That's nothing, Lummy.
Dr. Dan can't bring it at me out there because it starts too early. So, because he has surgery until then.
All right, Lummy. So now plan B, which is what? Paddle power?
Well, plan B was to try to get down there and get close and see what we could get.
But not in the water?
No, to get on land.
That's not, that ain't going to work. That's just not the same effect, Lum.
Well, wait, hold on.
That's not going to get you 10,000 views like my Chase Elliott deal.
Sponjo, what if Snags goes on land with Lummy and gets
one by land, two by sea,
and gets on Lummy's shoulders and then flashes flashes Tom Brady's boat and then
so a 300-pound man that's got a 250-pound man on his shoulders.
I'm just saying that could get some attention.
I'd watch that video.
Lummy, do you think you could hold Rat on your shoulders?
I don't know. Does he weigh 250?
Yeah, probably.
But I think he's top heavy, isn't he?
Snags.
Like the Kool-Aid man?
I think he's
top heavy.
I don't know that he's top heavy. I just think he's heavy.
What works best for you?
Like me, Lummy. I'm not top heavy. I'm just heavy, bitch. You know, from toe to the top of my head.
Your toes are heavy, too. He has a lot of legs. I think it's all, like a upper chest, barrel chest.
You think is that what you are? You've sized up your new best friend?
Yeah, I think he's chicken legging, but he's got big
legs. He's definitely
big
not chicken legs.
Snags, if you could get your
he
ass.
He might be on slate.
I'm here. Good morning.
Yeah, I told you to come into the studio real fast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm coming.
No problem.
Yeah, we want to see you.
You got the poofiest Rick Astley hair I've ever seen. Never going to give you up. Never going to let
you down. You got a haircut.
Yeah, he cut his hair.
Oh, look at that. Brett, do you hate me? Because I get that sense that you just look at me like I don't know.
Well,
else would you be working?
You talk about how much you hate him all the time.
Yeah, but what business are we in, Lummy?
Show business.
Exactly. Lummy, do you think that, you think Rhett could get on your shoulders?
I don't know. He is looking a little thinner, but I think that's because he got a haircut.
Would we have to maybe put him on
What does he weigh?
Hold on, let me get Rhett on. Hold on. What do you weigh, Rhett?
250, give or take.
Yeah. Lummy, I'm thinking the way we could do it is we could get him on the bar. Have him sit on the bar.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just trying logistically, Lummy, I'm thinking like we could get him on. Now, we're not going to do this right now. We're going to have to set up for this.
Yeah.
But just.
I mean, because you're going to have to walk with him. This is going to be,
Lummy, I actually think, if he stands on the stage and you squat down. Lummy, I know you can squat at least 250, please. You're a grown man.
Yeah.
You're a mountain of a man. And Lummy, you know, he gets on the stage or bar. And then, you know, gets on your shoulders, and then you squat it up. What do you think?
Yeah.
Maybe the two red chairs over there. See those two red chairs?
Yeah.
No, you're not. Lummy, I'm looking at you.
I remember. That's the one red guy.
Lummy, when
one,
I say,
big red guy
when
on.
I say, look at those two chairs, and you're looking right into your computer, like the R that you are, and I say, see those two chairs over there?
You can see them in the
and
camera.
And you go, yeah, not really.
Yeah, mine you can.
All right.
Oh, wow. He faced you.
No, Lummy. I didn't face you, Bubba. I was just
look at the chairs for
me. Sir.
Okay.
Look at the chairs before I shoot you in the head.
Now, stop looking at the chairs. Okay. Now
look at General McCandles.
If he was next to General McCandles, maybe we should start with putting General McCandles on your shoulders. So if we got Rhett to stand on those two chairs, if he cannot really lose his balance, and then you come in and put him over your shoulders, you know, that might be how we do it. I'm just trying to think about you not having to do the very deep of a knee bend.
Yeah.
Very deep of a knee bend.
Well, I mean, they're gonna have to practice because they're gonna do it out there on land today. But I think also
we're gonna practice it live on the air.
But I think when Snags gets on Lummy's shoulders, I think Lummy should also be yelling out the lines from Dr. Dan's video.
I do too, and I think it should be shirtless.
Well, you know, whatever helps Snag stick to Lummy's shoulders.
Lummy, has your racing stripe grown back yet?
No, not really.
Can I see?
It's coming.
I can't see. Stand up once. I'm looking here right at you. See, I'm standing up here. Are you, Lummy? Are, oh, it's coming in. Are you afraid to look at me, Lummy? Like I'm Medusa? Like you very look at me right in the eyes right now.
I don't. Yeah, that's usually when you're mad. When
Bubba, I told you yesterday privately. He really is Stockholm.
Lummy, look at me just right in the eyes. It's like it's a man. Like, hey, what's up, buddy?
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
And then he looks right down immediately. Lummy, what? Why are you so afraid to look me in the eye, buddy?
We usually back in the day when you stand up, you're mad. You don't want to look in.
But I'm not mad. Look at me, buddy. Look, I'm smiling. Look, hey. How you doing?
That's before you do something.
Look at me. I'm smiling. You smile back. Hey.
Hey.
So uncomfortable.
I know it is. I mean, yeah. See, it's just I'm Stockholm. You know, not to look you in the eyes.
Lummy, that's not a requirement. I've never said those words to you. Lummy, have I ever said?
He was taught that though.
I was taught that though.
By who?
The Big Dick and everyone else.
But
there.
Here's the thing. Big Dick and Brent and Spice Boy and all these people that have these rules. I never told them that. I never said that.
And I think half the time they were doing it as ribs to all the new people.
Yeah, like. I never, ever, Blitz, you worked around that environment, and I never said it. Listen.
No, but I heard other people say it, and I know for a fact it was ribs half the time. Yeah, we'll just say, hey, let's see what they'll say when we tell them not to look at Bubba in the eyes. Don't talk to them. Like. Yeah.
So I get spun as the absolute, monster, which I probably am in some ways.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a don't look me in the eyes policy.
No, the only thing that you were pretty strict on back then is you used to always take naps.
Yeah.
And so, the lights would go out, and we'd put up caution tape everywhere, and no one was allowed to make any noise.
Yeah, because, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
Because I was doing two shows a day, so I would try to take an hour nap, and if I didn't have a very strict let's be quiet rule, because the building wasn't that big.
No, we couldn't use the side door.
Yeah, and the side door was right next to where I...
And people would just let it slam.
Yep. And so I was pretty strict on that,
yeah.
But I didn't have a don't look.
We actually had
we actually had
caution tape and magnetic signs to put up everywhere.
Yeah,
in the back too.
Please be quiet, Bubba's sleeping.
Yeah, hey, whatever it takes.
No, it worked.
But I didn't have a don't look Bubba in the eyes. That's ridiculous.
Well, and it was like because when you'd get off the show and the days you weren't going to take a nap there, you were pretty much going right to the day room. So it was make sure the gate's open. His keys and cars on, and then when he comes out, make sure that you're out of his way and don't look at him or talk to him.
Yeah, you had the policy of make sure that your car was full of gas.
Yeah.
The car was right next to the door.
Running,
AC on, ready to go.
With the gate open. Yeah.
And then once you leave, you better shut it.
And then once I leave, I think the actual policy is, as I'm leaving, I want to look at my rearview mirror and see them shutting the gate.
Yep.
Hey, listen. I just got my stuff.
That's a wow.
I'm thinking about having a new policy, Blitz. Actually, I really am.
Okay.
And I don't want you mad at me. Okay. And I don't know who we're gonna have. Maybe Snags will have to do it. But I am the boss here, and there's just some things that would make my life a little bit easier.
Sure. What do you need?
And I'm thinking about buying every week, or having you, Blitz, with our PayPal, buy strawberries and grapes and bananas.
I could do that.
And then every day, at a certain time, say 8 a.m.
Come feed you?
No.
Do you want them with one of those big palm fronds, too?
No.
To fan you?
No, no. I would like for somebody, a low man on the totem pole, who's not going to ass him up or spit on him, and maybe wear rubber gloves right preparing him,
okay.
Cut him up and just bring him to me. At one time a day, bring me some fruit to snack on.
Okay.
So that I eat healthy.
Okay.
And, I don't have to go do it myself, because doing it myself takes about 4 minutes of the six.
Yeah. Well, if Snags prepares them, I'll make sure to buy them and have them here.
Do we get berries for everybody or just berries for Bubba?
Well, just pretty much me. Okay. I can't be feeding everybody.
We can't get an extra banana in here.
You brought me some strawberries today.
Well, because I owed them to you.
Yeah, because he stole yours.
But,
What are people PayPal 20? Can we get some extra bananas?
Maybe we could have a fruit, but Blitz, what
maybe
would
a plantain?
What would you think, Blitz, it would cost a week for us to have enough fruit for everybody to have one in-show fruit snack session? $100 a week?
Not that much.
50?
Maybe.
Yeah, but everybody has to kind of... Yeah, but now...
Should we do a fruit fund ourselves? Just throw in a few bucks for the fruit fund?
No, I can pay the fruit fund as of now, but it could get out of hand where people are just, taking it. Maybe it needs, to have specific... Is somebody choking?
Lummy's been coughing a lot, yeah.
I had a snot go to the back of the throat.
You had a snot regurge?
Yeah, sorry.
But anyway, Blitz, maybe we start with me, and then we expand others if we can get mine done right.
Okay.
Well, Seth, do you like fruit?
What kind of fruit do you want?
Seth, do you like fruit?
Yeah, I like I have some bananas and some grapes.
Bananas, grapes.
Watermelon.
Strawberries, watermelon. That's probably about all I like.
What about bloobs?
No.
They're really good for you.
What are?
Blueberries.
It's an antioxidant.
They really are good for you.
Get some bloobs. I'll try to eat them.
Okay.
And, you know, I just get like a little...
I'll get some random stuff to try every now and then. And if you don't like it, that's fine.
Gotta be better than what I brought today.
You brought a whole tray of snossages.
What about the halos? The halos.
What's the halos?
Oh, the little, like, tangerines.
The thing that...
That peel easy.
As long as they were pre-peeled. For me.
Who would be the last person that you would trust to get your fruit for you and prepare it?
Well, the best person would be Blitz. I trust him unequivocally. The second would be Lummy. But I don't think either one of those can. So it's going to probably end up being Rhett.
And you trust him? You tell him every day you hate him, so...
Do you prepare fruit?
Rhett, what are we calling him?
Rhett, I know that you have a long resume of huge radio jobs. Is this beneath you as what you're doing around here to be the fruit preparer? And maybe we can make it a bit where like they record you. We record you doing the fruit.
We got to hire our new cameraman just to record Rhett cutting up fruit.
How exciting.
I mean, Rhett.
Get it up on YouTube immediately.
I mean, Rhett, we could get you a selfie stick or something like that, and it shows you every day preparing the fruit.
The daily fruit.
Just give me, call it a fruit check, and like let me know the segment before, and I'll do it during the break.
This is like Snoop Dogg's blood
roller.
Well,
no, it would be, we'd have it at the same time every day, so you could just adjust your schedule accordingly.
Okay, that works.
Like it might be like every day at like 8 o'clock.
Sure.
You know, during the 8 o'clock.
If he does it like a break early, it's no big deal. It's not going to go bad.
Yeah. Like, we get you some sharp knives out there and a cutting board and whatever you possibly would need.
Or an apron.
A chef's hat.
Whatever. Yes. I mean, would you want one?
I'll get all the accoutrements.
One, will you do it?
Yeah.
Will you not, acid or testicle it up, spit on it, breathe on it?
No promises.
What do you mean, no promises? Because I swear to God, if I catch you doing that to my place, not only are you fired, I will smash you in the mouth. I'll take a misdemeanor.
We're not allowed to say that. I didn't think.
What business are we in?
Show business.
Okay. That's right.
We're in the show business. Pro wrestling. It's not real hits. Please. I'd pull up short. I'm not going to spud the guy.
So you wanted to actually put the cherries in your mouth and stuff?
No, I just want him to bring the little bowl of fruit to me.
If I do get cherries, does he need to de-pit them?
No, I don't want cherries.
Those are really good for you, too.
Listen, all fruit has to be approved by me, okay? I don't want any... This isn't a time for Bubba to try... This isn't Bubba Tries New Fruit segment.
It's Bubba trying to
just eat some fruit.
So I'll get your staples, but like every week I might get like one new fruit. And you can try it. If you don't like it, then we'll stop that one.
Okay.
Have you ever had like a papaya, Bubba?
Ew.
No. Yeah, kind of. They suck. Don't be wasting our budget with stupid stuff that I'm not going to eat.
Well, don't let Anna pick it then.
What? Yeah. I don't like papaya.
No, you'll pick stupid stuff.
You'll pick...
Like what?
Like mangoes and...
Oh, mangoes are
not bad, yeah.
Guacamolos and stuff
guacamolos.
Like that.
Guacamolos!
Whatever they make guacamole out of.
It's avocados.
Yeah. Guacamolos. I don't know. I didn't know that.
Guacamolos.
I didn't know that the avocado was a guacamole. I thought there was a guacamole from guacamole sauce. All right, what? I'm from Indiana. I barely graduated high school.
Did you guys pick that from?
I had to cheat from Larry Plummer.
Did you guys pick that stuff from the salsa tree?
Yeah. How about the ketchup tree? No tomatoes. But that's a vegetable.
Right. No, it's a fruit.
It actually is a fruit.
All right. We're not going to make this vegetable hour. This is going to be fruit hour, okay? Don't try. The ones that are locked in for fruit.
Oh, Lummy Wi-Fi.
Lummy.
David Hernandez, $20, cash.
David, we will
Thank
be.
Thank you to your parents for giving you the money to give to us.
David, we will be seeing you soon, my friend. We'll cater in lunch one of these
What
days.
Kind of fruit does he want? We'll have snacks cut it up for you.
I think he said Forbici. He said he liked Forbici.
Hopefully well, no, I think local. He said he's going there for the first time this weekend or something.
Oh, which means he probably likes it.
Okay. I would assume so.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a Panera Bread or
Lummy
a Subway.
Lummy Wi-Fi.
Lummy, what the hell's going on?
Hierarchy 65,
oh my God.
Donated $100 cash
Come on,
for the fruit budget.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Now, Blitz, do you think we could start this fruit thing on Monday?
Sure.
Yeah. Now, Snags, when you prepare the food, I'd like for you to have gloves on. We have gloves.
Okay.
And I'd like for you to have a mask on as well. I don't want you breathing on it.
N95 only.
N95 only. The Amazon budget in my truck won't cut it.
But what?
The Amazon budget mask in my truck won't cut it. You know, Blitz,
if Blitz can locate a couple of masks that stay here, that way it's not, you know, the mask that you use to cut the fruit isn't like,
you know. Do we have an extra K&N mask around here somewhere?
Yeah, maybe.
Have more K&N.
Yeah, maybe I'll get you a K&N buff gator mask deal.
Chat wants to know if you're going to be wearing a hairnet as well.
Yeah. I want you in a hairnet, too.
For Blitz, what, my beard?
Blitz, we might have to Amazon a few of these things.
Okay.
Maybe an Amazon N95 with a hairnet.
If not, I'll grab some stuff.
Yeah. Hairnet, mask, and gloves.
Gruber left 1,500 bits.
And this is every day?
Yeah. Yes, Seth. I mean, you're going to enjoy the nectar of this fruit as well.
I know.
I'm sorry that I'm giving your friend another task. You seem to be part of the Seth Union. Are you the spokesperson for the Seth Union?
No, I just
for the Snags Union?
It seems like that would be a...
I think Snags gets his dirty work done through you.
I just feel like Snags is probably just going to have to just start wearing that outfit every day to work. What's the sense of changing?
No, he's only going to have to
dress like a fruit chef.
He's just going to have to... Seth, is it true that you joined the Bubba Radio Network and you turned yourself into a fruit chef?
Yeah.
His
career's taken off.
What? Hello?
This is a fruit cut music, obviously. One, two, three, four. This is what he's going to sing as he's cutting the fruit up.
No. Fruit salad.
Oh,
probably an ad to fire it off.
Jesus, God.
I don't like it.
This was a stupid story to begin with.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
Lummy, so we have to do the Rhett shoulders practice today.
Is Rhett cool with that for the Super Bowl celebration?
Rhett, if we get a couple spotters, like, you know, maybe me and Blitz to kind of stand on either side of you, not that I could catch you, but I could probably stop you. I mean, we could
cushion the fall.
Right.
And then when you're out there in the streets on the land parade, other people will help you, you know, like you're crowd surfing if you fall.
So Lummy can just toss me in the river.
Lummy, have we agreed that the boat deal isn't going to happen? Like, that's not feasible?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have to be on land, right?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So being on land, whose phone
that
just
was
dinged?
Mine.
Jesus, God. What a rookie.
I got two phones, and this is my old one. I forgot to turn
it off. You got a burner?
No, I bought a new phone last week.
You got a phone and then one that just Anna can call you on exclusively?
Yeah, exactly.
Just saying. My God. On the joke. All right. Let me, what business are we in?
Show business.
So
that was her. She texted me. Sorry.
Yeah. So when's Bubba getting this stupid fruit segment? Talk about
no,
Kevin.
She said, can you go get it today? We'll start tomorrow.
Yeah. She said, by the way, Blitz, those strawberries I ate, boy, they went right through me. Whoa.
That's good, right?
I was at the track, and my God, Lummy, Wi-Fi on the big country, 2988.
1,500 bits.
Jesus. It's the Hummel hotline. That's what Blitz's phone's called.
Yeah.
I got that from chat. They're like my little writers. I love you guys. Sometimes I do glance.
Sometimes.
So, Lummy, do you have a problem with being shirtless while Rhett stays on? Is on top of your shoulders. like you're at a Bon Jovi concert in '97.
Well, if I could, I mean, obviously I'll try to hold him up as much as possible. Maybe if I could for today avoid the shirtless part. But
all right, so shirt on.
Yeah.
And now, do you have a Bubba Army and or a Lummy Investigate shirt?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'll be opening up my ran by me and my helpers merchandise deal. Blitz, where are we gonna what's the domain gonna be?
For now, thebubbaarmy.com.
Yeah, so just go to thebubbaarmy.com and we'll have a merch division on there.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're still working on some of the back end deals, including Lummy. You have to get me this software, Lummy.
Yeah.
Or tell Blitz where to buy it or something. The real easy software that you do your fast fresh
seafood. Shopify stuff?
Yeah,
the ShipStation.
What do you use, Seth, for St. Pete Legend?
Shopify.
Yeah. Is it easy?
Yes.
And Lummy, you use ShipStation.
Well, I use Shopify
use
and
both.
ShipStation.
Yeah, use both.
What Shopify mean? Is the website, and then that's where all the orders come in. ShipStation just makes it easier to print multiple orders with the label. But you can do it with Shopify.
Should I have Blitz explain this to me, or can you explain it to me?
Well, he's your expert.
Once you get like the computer and everything, and we install it, you can.
I'm going to put it on my laptop. My laptop should be able to control the one you gave me.
Yeah, that's not how it works, but yeah, we can do that.
All right, cool.
The only thing I don't like about Shopify is you can't click on all of them and hit print to the label maker.
Whatever, let me.
Sorry.
Just give me something I can work with. And then Blitz, I got to get that program where I can record off my computer here. I think
you're good.
All right. Will you teach me how to do it?
I will. Yeah.
Will you teach me how to Dougie?
I will.
So now
I'll warm it up.
Where do we stand, Lummy, with you and Brett Rat Snags going to?
Brett.
Are you guys partying or working today, or a little bit of both?
Taking shots of Pepto.
Every time that we work is a party.
All right, this is...
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jameis Mueller.
And I'm Wendy Ryan. Thank you for joining us. You still have some time to get your plans together. Within the last few hours, the city just announced a 1 p.m. start time for the Bucks Super Bowl celebration.
So, let me, is that 1 p.m. today?
Yeah.
ABC Action News reporter Ryan Smith is live in downtown Tampa with...
And they're really making this a big deal, aren't they? Like, blah, blah.
What do you expect for tomorrow, Ryan?
I don't know anything about Ryan Smith.
His eyebrows are a little too manicured.
They are, man.
Yeah, flat top.
Man, buddy, listen, you're only some thicker eyebrows away from being more masculine.
Yeah.
Look at that little.
Maybe that's not what he's going for.
Look at that spaghetti coming out of the top tank. That's a little cheesy, isn't it?
You mean the chest hairs?
Yeah.
Oh.
The spaghetti coming out of the top tank.
The spaghetti.
That's a little douchey.
Yeah. Wendy and Jameis said, well, one thing fans are looking
for. Maybe move your microphone up a little bit.
Yeah.
You're a cool guy, and you're like almost like your Bob Barker.
I think he's going for a different look.
I think he's going for
expecting
unique, maybe.
Goat on a boat. That's what they're all saying on social media.
Oh, goat on a... Hold on.
Yeah, he's got the unique signal.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Everybody just hold the phone. They're saying the theme potentially could be goat on a boat, which would be Tom Brady on a boat. I know somebody who's got a goat, and I know somebody who's got a boat.
And we even have goat boats.
Need a Tom Brady jersey for the goat.
And we can't get that done by 1 p.m. today.
No, they might have, depending on when you go over to like West Shore, they might have a sports store in there that has a Brady jersey.
Don't we have those Bubba Army Brady jerseys that we originally got when Brady signed?
The drunk Kim made 100 of and remind us every day of.
Oh, sorry.
Literally every day.
Oh, my apologies.
No problem, Seth. You're getting a lot of heat. So, Lum, do we have anything that we can put baby in, whether it be Bubba Army or Bucks or, you know, a diaper? What do we got? You got anything?
I mean, I can go see if the other ones out there are fit anymore.
Yeah, he's gained some weight, has he not?
Yeah, he's gotten
fat as hell.
Sideways.
But, I mean, if we're doing goat on a boat, is that's what the media is calling goat on a boat, we got a boat and we got a goat.
This is your moment.
This is our moment.
This is the moment where you hand baby over to Gronk, and Gronk hoists baby up in the parade.
Like it was the Stanley Cup,
yeah.
Right?
And then you turn around and run and let him just keep him.
Well, one thing fans are looking forward to and expecting...
Gronk can't run that fast. Everybody will be able to catch him.
Here's goat on a boat. That's what they're all saying on social media.
All right, so since it's a huge social media deal, goat on a boat, and I got to tell you right now, we're the only media source, certainly in Tampa, Florida, that's got a goat. True or false?
Got two of them.
Channel 20 ain't got a goat. The Beasley Broadcast Facility does not have a goat.
Soul Brother Kevin doesn't have a goat.
Soul Brother Kevin and MJ Kelly doesn't have a goat. I got Milton Fletch cow, but not a goat.
At least that
history in the making right here along Tampa's fame.
Let me, our plans may change because they're doing goat on a boat. I'm just saying, it might be a pain in the ass, Lummy, but we have to go the extra mile on this one and do goat on a boat. I got to get you on a boat with our goat.
Okay.
I got to, Lummy. I know it's going to be a pain in the ass. I'll pay you extra money. I'll give you a bono.
Okay.
I just processed payroll yesterday. It'll be on next paycheck.
Lummy, what's going on? Are the wheels spinning? And look, do you want to enjoy today as a fan? Do you want to, like, what are you thinking?
You can't be a true media person and enjoy it as a fan. You can't be a fanboy and a legitimate media source.
No, I just don't want to go. And then we're so far away from the thing that we don't get any coverage. And then Bubba beats me.
That might be funny, too, as you got the one lone paddle and you're trying to get to the area. and cops are stopping you, and you're like, how much damage am I going to do? I got a paddle and a goat.
Right, like, what are they?
Like, I mean, I don't have anything else except a phone.
I bet you can get within 125 feet of their boats, Lummy.
I bet you can, Lummy. There's not going to be, I'm just going to tell you this, Lummy, right now. There's not going to be another boat in that harbor, in the Tampa Bay, in the Bay of Tampa, which is where this is going to be. There's not going to be another goat in a boat other than Tom Brady, who's not an animal. There's not going to be any other animal goats except us in a rowboat.
Have you been thinking about this, Lobo?
Rowboat and a goat.
You're a man of social media. You're a TikTok star. Did you know about the goat on the boat?
Can somebody hashtag goat on the boat and see if it's a thing? Or is this a Channel 28, you know?
It's probably.
I think it's a Channel 28.
Yeah. Riverwalk, it all gets underway at 1 o'clock right behind me here at Armature Works.
Armature Works. Lummy, that's right by your house. That's where it starts.
No, that's where it ends.
This dude's dating Victoria Price.
He's dating a girl?
Yeah, she's hot.
Hold on, how do you know?
Because they're all, like, there's tons of pictures of them together on
show them to me
media. Social media.
Victoria Price is that girl that had a thyroid willy?
Yeah.
They carved it out. She's from Iowa originally.
And she's off the air.
Yeah, she got let go.
She did?
She's hot.
Did she get let go?
Yeah.
Why?
I'll save her.
Victoria, hey, I got a female slot open for the air. Anna, you're out of here.
Hey.
Who's this guy?
I don't know.
Fan of the year.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Lummy, you should go clothesline that guy.
The reporter here, he's the biggest Chiefs fan ever, too.
I heard the term. We're called Champa Bay.
Larry Gasparino lives for Bucks football. In fact, that loyalty earned him the title of this season's Fan of the Year. He was one of the lucky few watching history unfold inside Raymond James Stadium.
No, Dan was there. Dan was there.
Yeah, fan of the year. Who are you anyways?
Oh. Blitz, since she's been fired, I think she's stepped it up a notch.
Yes.
I am the one that found her first. You know that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Look at that. Is that a sad butterfly that I got fired from Channel 28? Why'd they fire her?
No, she was with NBC, I think. I don't even know if she was with 28.
No, she wasn't. She was with 8. You're right. She was with 8. Blitz, why'd they get rid of her? I thought she was great.
I just remember seeing her tweet that said she was grateful that, you know, she had that job and that somebody was able to point out, because it was a listener, that she had that cancer. So
she'll find a job like Gainesville. You know what I'm saying? Like Gainesville. She'll be number one in Ocala.
Let me send you this one.
Hold on.
That's his. There's a bunch more pictures of them on there.
Man, you're Johnny Tracker Downer. Look at this. I don't know. She looks a little too much makeup there.
Yeah.
And by the way, his eyebrows are nicer than hers.
I know.
I'm just saying.
That's why I was kind of surprised they were together.
Yeah. This is a beard, I'm telling you.
That's your opinion.
Sure.
I think this guy's a very masculine man and could get any woman he wants, including Victoria Price. Thanks for the correction.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's really hot. I found her first. Price thyroid deal.
I still have goosebumps. I have not come down. I'm still so excited. My energy, my adrenaline is still...
Why couldn't we have found a hot chick to be fan of the year? That's what Tampa's, you know, noted for, like Mons Venus and stuff like that. We got to find some guy that's a New Jersey transplant 5 years ago.
This guy's all squirrely. I love him.
Running the parades tomorrow. I'm like, I'm going to be there.
Bucks diehards and bandwagon fans alike will gather tomorrow.
That's the guy that asked Lummy for four quarters earlier today.
How's that guy going to see over any tall people tomorrow?
Channel 28's laying it all out for you, Lummy. They're laying it all out for where you got to be at what time. Just watch this story.
They got the drone coverage.
Riverwalk to celebrate the city and the Bucks making that announcement.
Jane Castor, you might want to dye your hair. You're blending into the back screen.
In this video late tonight.
Thank you, Tampa. We look forward to celebrating together tomorrow and to having a much larger celebration later in the year when it's safe for all of us to come together.
You're talking to us like we're green eggs and ham kind of guys.
Right.
Man, can Jane Castor...
You could be like right there with your little boat. Can Jane Castor what?
I mean, does she have to be in everything?
Yeah,
I mean, the announcement about the Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl parade... I mean, she had to get in a video about it. Do you know about
the caster?
Yeah, because the reason why we're not having a real parade is because of her.
This was a big deal yesterday because they said it was going to be Wednesday. Then they said they were moving it to Friday or Saturday. Then all of a sudden, at the last second, they moved it back to today. But they
in a water willy only.
But they never announced the time until late yesterday afternoon because I don't know if they even want people to show up to this today, or they were cutting a video with Jane Castor. I don't know what the delay was.
Jane Castor, I'm castored out.
Me too.
I am castored out. Get your ass off of my... It just settle down. You know what? Manage the city. Stop being trying to be a TV star. Your God.
You'll remember that.
And dye your hair. That gray hat stuff looks nonsense.
Tampa Bay Lightning hosted a boat parade.
Lummi, you could be right up in the mix with your paddle and your... Lummi, do you see every boat on here? Not a one.
Is that
not
a Gasparilla? What is
not
that?
Not a one of them's got a goat on it.
Last year to celebrate a Stanley Cup victory.
Nobody would even think about putting a goat on a deal.
Voters are...
We didn't even think about it until Channel 28 said it.
...are allowed to be in the water, but unlike last year,
nice
will not be part of the moving parade.
We'll just have to monitor it, measure it, surveil it, and expect that a few weeks from now, we'll see some spikes.
Dr. Jay Wolfson...
Whatever. Oh, Jesus.
That guy's at the Renaissance Festival.
This guy's dressed... This guy's selling turkey legs on Saturday.
I know, he's jousting.
This guy's dressed up as a Viking. This guy's a Viking on Saturdays.
With USF Health urging anyone who attends to wear a mask and frequently use hand sanitizer.
Let's see if we can do our best.
There's, by the way, not one mask there.
Let's make the Tampa
This was the Lightning, you know, championship for comparing championship to championship. And this is right in the middle
hot
of
chicks there too.
And this is right in the middle of the pandemic. This is right at the peak of when everybody was freaked out. And I literally see three or four masks in the whole deal.
But team work by protecting.
Listen, we're super spreaders down here in Tampa, and we're proud of it.
Ourselves and each other against the spread of what we know is going to be the spread of the disease after. You know,
this guy was at Livestock. Stock.
Tens of thousands of people came down.
I mean, this guy was at Woodstock, the original. This guy was at Woodstock in 68.
Only we can push that curve down.
Thanks.
And thanks, Brad's mom.
Here's a look at the official parade route for tomorrow afternoon. As
Nummy, look at that.
The parade route's just water, right? For five.
Yes. Sparkman's Wharf, around Harbor Island, through the Davis Island Channel, up by University of Tampa. Lummi, I know it's a lot of rowing, but I mean, you can do
route?
It.
And should it all?
No, Lummi, you need to conveniently position yourself somewhere along this route. I'm thinking, Lummi, right here underneath the Kennedy Bridge.
Oh, that's
right
a good spot.
Right by the University of Tampa.
Now, Lummi, where are you planning on being?
When I was going to do
Lummi was
it,
planning
I was
on being on
a...
land, like right here. Lummi, where were you planning on being?
Well, if I couldn't get on a boat, I was going to just go by the end where the Armature Works is and plan.
Starts at Armature
there.
Works, then heads south along the Tampa Riverwalk. The parade will pass by Harbor Island before ending at Sparkman Wharf. And remember these facial coverings. Well, they...
Lummi, I know where we can dock you in at. The landlord, Rugged Don Imus, lives on Davis Island. Like, he lives, like, right here. Boom. And you could just dock in right there.
Does he have a boat?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of boats and jet skis and everything.
Well, there we go.
But I don't think you can put baby on a jet ski. Lummi, I don't think you can put... Lummi, I know what you do. Lummi,
Lummi looks really
Lummi,
confused.
Lummi, Lummi, I got it.
I think it was really
Lummi,
nice boat, though.
Lummi, I got it.
Are you confused?
Yes. Lummi, I got it. But okay. I want to make people have to wait for it. But I got how you can do this, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
I'll do it next.
Oh!
Today's a big day for you, buddy, and it's really it's going to require you to go up and beyond, and it's going to be a pain in the ass. It really is, Lummi. And Lummi, it's about time maybe I give you a little bit of a raise around here. Maybe I give you $50 extra a week or something.
Oh, wow.
You certainly, deserve it. And Lummi, maybe if you pulled this off, I'd get you a bonus for this particular thing as well, because it's going to be a pain in the ass. But I kind of got it laid out for you.
Oh, John Morgan has a special segment on his Twitter. It's called Goat Talk.
No way.
Yeah, where he has, I guess one of his neighbors there has goats, and he walks with them or something.
Oh, you could. I should bring my goat to the office Monday.
Yeah. Man, he's a content machine, isn't he?
He is. And he's worth about $300, $400, $500, half a zillion bucks.
Whew.
So Lummi, I got... My friend, you know Alex, who's got the real hot wife that has sent us pictures like of the Bubba Army between logo between her legs, and remember the girl that did the nude pic on the Bubba Army DOT sign outside of Fast Fresh Seafood?
Yeah, oh yeah, farts yeah. And sex is funny. Donated $10 cash.
Thank you.
That's a John Morgan saying.
He's going to, I guess he's in the area. He works around this area or is in this area, and he's gonna. So people be looking out for it. I don't necessarily need him in the studio because he's a mountain of a man and he might kill me. But he's dropping off a woman's large Tom Brady jersey, which might fit baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I got your decor. I got your outfit for baby. And then my other friend, Edward, has a 33-foot pro-line boat, and he's going to be in a part of the boat. Like, he's going to be in that area.
Wait, he's in the parade, or he's just going to be in the area?
Well, here, I'll tell you what he said.
I think anyone with a boat can be in the parade.
I have a 33-foot pro-line. I can fly a Bubba Army flag if you got one. So let me, if we have one, we have to find it real fast. I'll be at the convention center between 10:30 and 11. So let me, here's what I'm thinking. I know you're going to think that I just want you on the pro-line boat, which I don't. I want the pro-line boat to pull our boat with you and baby in it. Yeah, that's cool, don't you think? Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's certainly better than you having to find a spot and then paddle out there. Or the other thing being, maybe we could get Dan or Mark's, my landlord, Rugged Don Imus, jet ski and pull you. But I'm thinking getting pulled with the 33-foot pro, that would require Snags to have to drive it, which I don't know Snags if he's jet ski, you know.
Savvy.
He doesn't strike me as a jet ski savvy guy.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, Lummy seems very perplexed, and he has ever since we brought up doing stuff at the parade today. Lummy, what was your original plan for the parade?
Well, he wants to stand
to
on.
Fun.
He wants to be on land, and he just wants to whoop it up there, not bring a goat, not have Red on his shoulders.
Was that the original plan, Lummy? Was just to kind of go out there, get some footage, and enjoy it as a fan?
Yeah, pretty much.
But Lummy, what business are we in?
Show business.
And you're one of the most popular things. Now, we do all of this while live on YouTube. And I think Snags, which Snags, I got you slated up, or I don't know if you're over there in the other microphone. But I think Snags knows how to go live on our YouTube.
Yeah, I can do that.
And so Snags, Lummy, could be on the 33-foot pro line. And you are, 10, 20, 30, 40 feet, however.
Lummy jobbed out again.
In the back, getting pulled on our dilapidated rowboat with the goat, with baby the goat that's in. I already got the Tom Brady jersey being provided. I already got the rowboat. I'm sure Edward's got some type of ski rope that we can use and tie to it.
Now, have we asked Edward, in case they don't let you pull the boat, is the goat allowed on his boat?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right.
But because don't get me off on a technicality like that.
No, well, I'm just saying because...
I can just see where you're going with it.
No, because the Coast Guard's very strict, and I want them to take the other boat out there, but if it happens where they don't allow that, as long as the goat's allowed on the boat...
I don't know if they're going to, like, whatever. It's hard to tell a guy, a 300-pound man with a goat, no. Now, well, Lummy,
you've got a whole bunch of guns and an ability to arrest people, you can.
Lummy, I'm a little bit worried about, have you ever seen the cartoons when they hook like a boat up to it and they go pull it and the boat cuts in half?
Yeah, that one's been sitting out there for a while.
I'm a little bit worried.
Hold on, let's remember too, this is not a boat, it was a prop for like a vegetable thing or something, wasn't it, Lummy?
For seafood.
Yeah, seafood. It's a prop, it's not a real boat.
So Lummy, it's not even a real boat, it was used as a display prop?
Yes.
Oh, that makes it even better. Yeah. Now Lummy, I don't want you, Lummy.
Dr. Dan asked yesterday if it was seaworthy.
I don't know.
We didn't know.
I mean, we've had it in the pond, have we not?
Well, yeah, yes. It was sinking at that point, but
it doesn't sink. You know it doesn't, buddy.
One little wave, and you're done.
And we need to go to Home Depot and buy some of that stuff. Remember those commercials where you see
Flex Seal?
Yeah. See a guy, you know, who's on a boat with Flex Seal bottom.
$800 with Flex Seal.
Yeah. Anyway, Lummy, listen.
This is not what Lummy imagined when the Bucks won the Super Bowl.
Lummy, I know this is.
Man, I wish the Chiefs would have won now.
Lummy, I know this is cumbersome, but Lummy, I mean, seriously, I know it's cumbersome, but man, if you could pull this off, Lummy, I mean, it's a $50 a week bonus. I'm talking about per week, Lummy. I just zip you up another $50.
Wow.
And maybe a $100 event kicker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
what if, Lummy, I mean, not only are you going to be out there, but I mean, you could get players.
A guy with a goat on a boat.
But you could get players' attention. Like, you could be the bell of the ball.
That's what
you need to understand, Lummy, is that this potentially, this isn't about me jobbing you out. This is about you being the next big thing. I mean, ESPN might cover it. Barstool Sports.
Mm. Oh, yeah, there'll definitely be footage there.
Yeah, Lummy. And we take your phone at Lummy. By the way, Lummy, when you're in the boat, I want you to have a life jacket on. And we probably should put a life jacket on baby, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for when the boat sinks.
Yeah. Now, Lummy, here's the deal. I don't want any cell phones. I don't want your wallet. Nothing in case there is a disaster. And I don't want anything. So, Lummy.
Well, I was going to bring my phone and then try to have a hard case. So, at least I could try to get footage from that
all
side.
Right, great.
Well, your phone is a lot better than Rhett's phone. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we should use that one if we're going to do live streaming.
Yeah, use Lummy. But now, I'm sure Blitz might be able to, maybe, whip up some type of older GoPro that we have around here. With a waterproof, do we have a waterproof case, Blitz?
I got something I can whip up.
We could probably whip up something, Lummy, that we could permanently affix on the boat, you know, or you can have a selfie stick with it or something so that you can be documenting it all, Lummy.
Yeah.
And then, so Lummy, here's emergency protocol. You ready, buddy?
Okay.
If indeed, you know, the boat is sinking or it breaks or something disastrous happens, okay? Try to get that selfie stick as high as you can and with one arm, and then the other arm grab baby and then try start swimming to Edward. Hopefully he'll back the boat
he's
up.
He's taking notes.
And make, you know, and then at that point Snags,
I think Snags has to jump in and save baby.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Snags, I can you swim?
Yeah.
Okay. So Snags, if some type of disaster happens where, you know, Lummy and or baby are jeopardized, I want you to jump in like Aquaman with a knife in your mouth, much like a buccaneer, like a pirate, if you will. Hey!
A picaroon.
And you don't worry about Lummy. You just go help baby out, okay? Baby, Lummy can swim.
So, all right. Do you want me to be live on YouTube the whole time, too?
No, hand the phone to Edward at that point and say, Edward, get all this. We're still live. Take your shirt off. Jump in. Your hair is obviously water repellent, and jump in and save baby. Baby is your priority, okay?
It's my time to shine.
Exactly.
Do you have any experience?
Don't get caught up in the props, okay?
Do you have any experience with goat search and rescue, Rhett?
Not entirely. Okay. No.
I can just see Rhett. He saves the day. He goes out and gets baby, but when he's coming in, he gets into the props and everybody gets chopped up.
Well, don't chop baby up.
Yeah, if you're going to the props, turn your back so you take the prop, okay?
I think maybe
push baby to safety.
I think we should probably set up a fake drowning scenario for when Gronk or Brady's boat comes by
and see if Gronk will jump in.
Oh no, to see if
I will be a hero. I will save the goat.
See if they'll invite these guys. Like, oh my God, let's invite the goat and this mountain of a man on our boat.
They're gonna turn their head and pretend you don't see it.
Let's see if they throw the emergency ring out for you, right?
Yeah, or just keep on going.
They're like gas it up, man. I don't want these guys on our boats. Goat poop. Everywhere, get the hell off here. It's a $1 trillion boat. So, Lummy, I'm gonna put you in touch with Edward. I got it, Lummy. I got it all laid out. This first started with you on a rowboat with a paddle, and now it's graduated to you being pulled by a very expensive Proline 33.
Now, what time did this guy say he was leaving?
He said he's gonna be there between 10:30 and 11. So, Lummy, I'm thinking about putting you and Edward on a text,
okay,
maybe with a Snags kicker. Put you three guys on a tech so you guys can get it all figured out.
Are you scared, Lum?
No,
what
I'm
is
just
to be scared
to,
of? You any scared to... of being the next big thing, bitch?
No, I don't. I didn't say so. I'm trying to just picture how it's going. It's going all through my head. And
I'm telling you how it's going.
You're a GD genius.
I am a GD genius.
Oh my God.
By the way, Alex, Blitz, I got everything handled. I got the Brady jersey. It's on its way. I got the boat that's gonna pull Lummy. I have a rowboat, potentially, that might float. I got Lummy and a goat. And the only thing I would really maybe need to find, if we have one, and if we don't worry about it, a Bubba Army flag.
We were looking for that one, but...
Well, if we can find it, we can find it. Lummy, the only thing is, I need you to get a Bubba Army shirt on you.
Okay.
I might have a 3X laying around here somewhere. It's imperative that you wear a Bubba Army shirt. Okay. How else will anybody else know who you are?
Also, is your truck cleaned out where we can throw the boat in it, Lummy?
Yeah, Lummy.
We'll probably need to fit in there no matter what.
Well, I mean, because like we'll probably need to do that like during one of the breaks. If you need to be there at 10:30 or 11,
you got
to
probably start doing some of this infrastructure. And Rhett needs to be recording it of you going and the boat isn't that heavy.
How far we're probably going to have to carry it. That's one thing I was thinking about too. Is how the easiest way to get it there.
I'll tell you how the easiest way to get it there. You and Rhett during the next break, go get your big asses out there and start bringing it to the parking lot.
To the actual other.
Yeah, I meant from the parking garage. That's about a mile from.
Well,
where we're gonna
you know
go.
What? Maybe. Edward's got a scooter. I don't know. Figure it out. I don't know. Maybe Edward's going to have to meet you at a boat ramp nearby. I'm sure Edward.
Rick,
I'm sure Edward knows all that.
Can you just drop the canoe off in front of the convention center and then go park?
Let me. Here's what you do: is you just take the canoe and you just throw it in, and then you jump in with baby, and then there you are.
Do we need a third person involved in this, Bubba?
No, okay. The more people involved, the more matter the staff's going to get. Nobody wants to be part of this deal.
I'm just telling you.
It's a punishment to Lummy.
I've been over here the whole time, and this should be a celebration and where Lummy's, you know, he could get discovered by Brady or Gronk. Like, he's been trying to get discovered by the Rays in Tampa Bay sports scene for years, and it just seems like he's trepidatious.
Lummy, this isn't about going and getting the spring training Rays, you know.
Quiznos.
Quiznos. This is about, I mean... What is Brady?
He's the GOAT.
Okay, and people are calling this the GOAT on the boat, right?
Yeah.
We're the only form of the media that's got a GOAT and a boat.
And a Lummy.
And a Lummy. I mean, you couldn't get, you know, Will Koontz couldn't pull this off. Lummy could, though. Lummy, you're a superstar. You're over. Former champion of the belt.
You think Spanish could do this?
Hell no.
No way.
I mean,
Miguel can.
Honest question, do you think they're going to question us about the boat being registered?
Are you kidding me? You think they're... This is a festive...
Isn't it under 12 feet and not powered?
Yes. Don't need one. There you go, Seth. I mean, there you go, Snags. Snags, I'll be the Florida Fish and Wildlife guy, and you come back with that snappy response. You ready? Sir, do you want I pulled you over?
I mean, is there another rule that you know about that would require to be registered?
There's no FL numbers on this boat.
Sir, it's under 12 foot, doesn't have a motor.
Carry on, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Go Bucks.
Is that a goat and a 300-pound man behind your pulling?
Yeah, we're sinking. Can you help us?
Sir, thank you for the verbal warning on the FL numbers, but can you throw those safety rings in there? That goat's fixing to go down. Bubba the Love Sponge killed a hog, got away with it, but this time he drowned a goat, and he's going to prison!
Now this one's all on Lummy.
Lummy.
I'll go down with it.
Oh my God! Let me know.
Lummy,
I know that you're mad. It's going to require a.
Oh no, I'm not mad. I'm really nervous that if.
Lummy, just put a try.
What are you most?
I'm going to try. That's the thing is,
try
I'll
try your hardest.
I don't want to disappoint you.
What are you most nervous about, Lummy?
Disappointing Bubba?
Not drowning.
No,
not killing baby.
I'll drown to get content. I don't want to disappoint Bubba.
You won't disappoint me if you try and not be lazy.
No, I'm not going to be lazy.
It's
going to
equal a $50 a week bonus, Lummy, and a $100 event kicker if you pull this off.
Could you see yourself having fun today in this scenario, Lummy?
Yeah, of
Lummy, what if you are on every television station? Lummy, it could very well be that. Nobody's bringing a goat to the boat.
This is the type of stuff that gets picked up by Bleacher Report, House of Highlights, all that stuff.
Next thing you know, Lummy, you're quitting me and you're got your own Barstool Sports gig.
I can never quit you, boss.
Right, By the way, he was rolling his eyes when Snacks was talking about getting picked up by Bleacher Report.
Pat McAfee is talking about it.
The rule in Florida is, and the exceptions to registration are non-powered vessels less than 16 feet, and non-powered canoes, kayaks, racing shells, and rowing sculls.
That's exactly what we got. All of the above.
Yeah, we're
with
good.
A goat kicker.
We're just definitely shorter than 16 feet.
Yeah, Lummy. Please, Lummy, this could be big, buddy. Honest to God, I know you think we're ribbing you. This could be big, especially if Snags is live on our YouTube channel. Next thing you know, David Hernandez throws his $40 before his mom cancels the debit card. You know, you got a couple thousand, you know, views. It racking up the views, Lummy. And, you know, I'm just telling. And then you got the GoPro B-roll there.
We haven't even practiced you yelling the Dr. Dan stuff yet either.
Yeah, I need that.
While that, you know, because that's the whole.
Find that for me, Cabe. I know you had him there earlier. Lummy and.
Woo! Super Bowl champions! World champions! Tom Brady! Go Bucks! Bubba Army! Number one!
Woo! There you go. Lummy, just that. That's what people want to see. The GOAT with a Tom Brady jersey on, with a 300-pound man, the Bubba Army jersey on, being pulled by Edwards 33-foot pro line, live on YouTube, drunk while you're screaming.
Woo! Super Bowl champions! World champions! Tom Brady! Go Bucks! Bubba Army! Number one!
The best part is Jade had no idea that was even Dan.
No, he thought it was some drunk guy from Jersey.
It was,
yeah, but it was also Dan.
Woo! Super Bowl champions! World champions! Tom Brady! Go Bucks! Go Army! Number one!
Lummy is just, you think, I mean, I'm going into words. You got to start working on the boat. You got to clean out your truck. I expect you not, you know, for the next, you know, all probably the remaining of the breaks for the show, for you to be working on this deal, making sure Alex dropped off his jersey. I'll put you on a texting exchange with Edward and Snags.
You know, just know this, Lummy. Because of how late the city of Tampa and the Buccaneers announced this parade, they don't want people to show up today. They don't want you to be out there in the water rooting their team on.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of people out there, Lummy. You may really stick out. I'm just telling you.
Remember these facial coverings? Well, they are required no matter
not where. Not when you're on a boat with a goat.
Yes, they are.
If Lummy is on a boat with a goat.
I'm reading the rules right now.
Yeah, you have to. If you're outside.
All right, Lummy, get your face covering. You too, Brett.
There you are.
Brett, Snags, whatever the F your name is.
Along the Tampa River.
Snags, I'm putting you kind of in charge as the brain on this operation. Do you know what I want explicitly?
Yes.
Tell me. Go ahead and give it to
me. Don't drive there going the long way either.
All right, so we're going to get on the boat. Lummy's going to have the little boat towed behind the 32-foot.
First of all, you're going to start working on getting the boat out back immediately to Lummy's truck.
Yeah.
You're going to try to locate the Bubba Army flag. You're going to make sure that Alex drops off the Brady jersey. And then you're going to get a hold of Edward via this text exchange that I have. I'm going to be starting here during the break. And you're going to find out where you meet Edward. He's going to make sure he has a tow rope. You're going to make sure you have face coverings. And then Lummy's going to get pulled with Baby the Goat in his Bubba Army shirt with its Tom Brady jersey as you're on the 33-foot live on ProLine, live on YouTube.
You got it?
You got it?
Lummy, I think the best course of action during the next break is we back your truck up to the back and then try and...
I agree.
Probably needs to be cleaned up first.
Yeah, Lummy. Lummy, why carry the boat to the truck when you can take the truck to the boat?
Well, you still got to do both.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to back
it
up there.
We're walking downtown Tampa, of course, even, of course, it goes without saying, being outdoors. And I can tell you, as people know, there is so much space out here along the Riverwalk, so let's make good use of it.
Shut up. Shut the hell up. I'm tired of your eyebrows.
Yeah, I am. Johnny Eyebrows.
Live in Tampa, Ryan Smith.
Eddie Eyebrows.
BC God. Action News.
Ryan, thank you. And if you plan to check out the parade, come closer and take a picture here of your screen. These are the parking options the city is recommending for the event.
Man, they're trying to knick-knack you on some
money.
They
sure are.
We've got these shared on abcactionnews.com and our free mobile app.
Anywhere from $10 to a buck if you're going to charge
$2 an hour.
As well, that way you can
the surface lot's probably over by 275 and Ashley.
Refer to this guide.
That's the dollar lot.
While you're out and about, and if you're stuck at home or at the office, you can still watch the parade. ABC Action News will carry all the festivities live on air and on our free streaming news channel. Our special coverage.
There you go, Lummy. You can be a big time Channel 28 star as well, buddy.
I think we already know what's going to happen, but this is going to be a scene today. They're trying to keep people away with this late announcement and stuff, but it's going to be an absolute people like hanging from telephone whatever poles.
And Lummy, it's time that the Bubba the Love Sponge Show get back on, you know, some type of controversial type deal.
Absolutely.
It's time for us to get back on TV. It's time for us to be known. Bubba Army, Bubba Army, Bubba Army.
Number one.
Super Bowl champions!
Go Bucks.
World champions, somebody! Go Bucks! Bubba Army, number one!
That's all I want you screaming, Lummy. Do you have it memorized?
Yeah, well, sort of.
Go ahead, I'll give you one more time.
Super Bowl champions! World champions, somebody! Go Bucks! Army,
all right, let me go ahead.
Woo-hoo! Super Bowl champions, world champions, Tom Brady, go Bucks, Bubba Army, number one.